Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. And the holiday season is upon us. And as consumers start planning for the holidays, they're also going to be thinking about how they're going to pay for them. And for a majority of the more affluent consumers, the method of choice will typically lean towards credit, and that's mainly because of the rewards that they offer. Now, in 2017, a multitude of credit cards with niche rewards were launched. So to talk about this great rewards war is Ravi Acharya, Head of Innovation and Consumer Lending from Santander Bank. Ravi, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thank you, Ryan, and I'm very glad to be here.
Excellent. So before we get started, talking about this rewards war here, can you tell us a little bit of background about yourself?
Sure, Ryan. So I have been in the financial services industry for more than 20 years. I joined Santander Bank in October of 2015 as the head of innovation, and recently was promoted to head of innovation and consumer lending. Previous to that, I spent a majority of my career with different banks that ended up becoming JP Morgan Chase, where I was the head of direct auto finance for a little bit. And then previous to that, I managed all of the digital products. So that's my background. And I worked in credit cards and consumer lending, digital banking, and business analytics.
Excellent. So you're the perfect person to be talking about this with. So from your view, what are some of the most popular rewards that you're seeing among consumers?
Yeah, the big rewards categories we see consumers gravitate towards are A, the classic categories like travel rewards, and new ones like earning points and extra points in certain spend categories as well as cashback rewards. Travel miles, as you know, has been a staple for a very long time. Customers collect miles in their card and then they can redeem them for free airline tickets or hotel rooms. We typically see that this being more popular with people that tend to travel for work a fair bit and therefore have an airline or hotel card. The two new categories we're seeing is extra rewards in certain spend categories. So for example, customers who choose our Santander Bravo card, the Bravo card gives them, 3X points, right? So you can earn 3 points for every dollar you spend in categories like gas, groceries, and dining, and gives you a point for every other category. That tends to be popular with a certain segment. And the segment that we are seeing a lot of traction in these days, a growing trend, is customers that prefer cash back, that tend to earn cash back and get them back as statement credits or getting a check in the mail.
Excellent. So let's now talk about the two of the segments that you talked there. First, let's dive into the cash option here. I'm noticing that cash kind of seems to be the most advertised, in my opinion, this quarter. So why is it that you think that cash, the cash reward is kind of the go-to reward? Really, is it the flexibility on how you redeem the reward, or from your viewpoint, what is it you kind of see as really the reason why that option is very popular amongst consumers?
Yeah, so Ryan, so we did a lot of consumer research before we launched our ultimate cashback card exactly to find out what is it that customers really want and why do they want to cash back. And what we heard from a lot of consumers, especially millennials, is that they like cashback because A, simplicity, and B, flexibility. When I think about simplicity, they like the earn side, like where you earn rewards, to be very simple and straightforward and ideally be able to avoid fees. They don't like to have complications with how they earn rewards or rotating categories or other things of the sort. On the redemption side, they like the flexibility, which is, hey, I want to earn the rewards, and then I want to be able to redeem it either as, just as simple as getting cash back, like a check in the mail or a statement credit. So as we started designing our Santander Ultimate Cashback Card, that's exactly what we built. And we see a lot of consumers really gravitate towards that, which is a straightforward high cashback rate of 1.5%, no matter where they spend their money, no fees, right? And then once you're on your rewards, you can redeem them for a number of different options, including things like, getting an Uber gift card that you can kind of click into your Uber app, and then therefore you can kind of like redeem your reward for that.
All right. So now let's jump into the travel. So with the holidays coming up, a lot of people are going to be traveling all over the country, some to go home, some on vacation. So if I'm looking at a travel rewards credit card, what are some things as a consumer I should be considering?
Yeah, I'm a travel person. My family and I tend to travel quite a lot. The key thing that, I would look for is one, you know, irrespective of the travel card, being able to earn the same rewards at the same rate, whether, you know, irrespective of where I spend the money, right? Whether I shop locally, whether I shop internationally, and ideally not having to pay an international transaction fee. A lot of our consumers that we see tend to travel abroad, you know, during the holidays, and, you know, having to pay the international conversion fee, which could be as high as 3%, is quite a lot. So, you know, if you're looking for a travel card, look for one that does not penalize you when you go abroad. The other thing that, you know, I would say is if you're okay with paying an annual fee for the card, then look for cards that offer you amenities like being able to use lounges in airports or making sure your bags can get checked for free or getting an amenity like a TSA pre or global entry for free. So definitely want to look at those things, which is A, you know, look for cards that give you the same rewards, whether you shop locally or internationally. You certainly don't want to pay an international transaction fee, and then look for the amenities on the cards.
So now, being a millennial myself, you know, convenience is always key. So what are some of the current trends that you're seeing that are being implemented to help ensure that the experience with the card is more convenient for individuals such as myself?
Yeah, you know, I would say millennials definitely tend to seek convenience. To me, that means convenience of access. You know, that means convenience of being able to monitor the accounts, and then as well as convenience for redeeming the rewards, right? Redeeming the rewards. So they really appreciate things like mobile banking, so they can kind of very quickly log into their mobile app, be able to see things like, you know, how much they spent on my card, or when is my payment due, because you don't want to be late for my payments. They also really appreciate being able to pay directly from the mobile app. Like, so if my payment's due, all I want to do is click a couple of buttons and be able to have that payment be made on my card. And then, you know, being able to kind of reward, like redeem your rewards. Like, and I want to be able to go to a site where I can kind of very quickly see how much, you know, how many rewards do I have to, you know, like available for redemption, and then be able to pick and choose options around redemption, whether it be gift cards, whether it be, you know, statement credits, so I can reduce my outstanding balance. And so I think those are some of the big things we're seeing, and we see millennials really flock towards these convenience options.
All right, so let's address the elephant in the room here. With the holidays coming up, there's bound to be a few security breaches that can lead to fraud. So what are some of the ways that people can protect themselves from fraud over the holiday season, and what are some of the security features that Santander has implemented on their credit cards?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, and definitely security is on top of mind for not just us as banks, but also consumers. The one thing I think we should just remember as consumers that have credit cards is that the customer is always protected from fraud because every credit card company offers zero liability. So if you see a transaction on your account that you don't recognize, just call your card company and they will take care of it, right? So people should not worry about using their cards in different places. Now, having said that, the big issue from a customer standpoint is the nuisance factor of when something like that does happen, right? So then, you know, when something like that does happen, they have to call the bank, they have to go to, you know, depending on different banks have different processes, they have to go to the bank process, they have to change the information, they have to get a new card, they have to wait for that, you know, they're going to go to all their billers and change the information. So, you know, it's just a hassle, right? It's another nuisance that you don't need during the holiday season. So what I would recommend highly is that the first thing I do is go sign up for alerts of the bank. So go log into your bank's online banking. If you're with Santander, also available on your mobile banking, go sign up for alerts so that, you know, you can sign up to say anytime my card is used for more than a certain amount, you know, just alert me by texting me on my mobile device or sending me an email, right? And you can set up those limits. Like, for example, I set up my limits at like $10. So anytime my card is used for more than $10 somewhere, I get an alert from the bank that says, hey, your card was used at this location. You can also sign up for, you know, being notified when the card is used online or in a national location, right? So if you're not, you know, like at those locations, generally people are not there at the point of sale to kind of see your card. So there's the added security of getting those alerts. And then the last thing I would say is, like, if you bank with Santander, one of the other things that we have done is sometimes in the holidays what tends to happen is I know people are concerned about fraud, but because you have so much going on, you're shopping, you're running in and out, you're meeting friends and family, people tend to misplace their cards. Now, when you misplace the cards, typically what happens is if you call the card company will shut down the card and then we'll try and send you a new card, which could take, 5-7 business days to kind of get to you. What we have provided with our customers is this great new feature called Instant Hold, where you can just log into your mobile device and you can put a hold on your card. And that gives you more time to kind of go find your card and see if it's truly lost, right? Or if it's truly stolen. In the meantime, we will prevent any charges from happening on your card, so therefore you're protected. So that's a really cool new feature that if you're a Santander Bank customer, you can sign up for. You can just go and use on your online, on your online or your mobile account. So those are some of the things I would highly recommend that customers do, because I think that gives people much more peace of mind knowing that they can monitor all their transactions and if needed can put their card on hold for a certain amount of time until they can either find it or really call in and say, my card is truly lost.
Great. Certainly a lot of information there. So now if people are interested to learn more about reward cards from Santander, where can they go?
So the easiest way to kind of find out more about our cards is go to our bank site, www.santanderbank.com/creditcards, and you can see information on all our three cards. We have the Sphere card, which is great if you're looking at consolidating balances and paying one low monthly fee, monthly payment, or the Bravo card, which we mentioned before, which gives you the ability to earn extra rewards in categories like gas and groceries and dining, or the Ultimate Cashback card, which is, 1.5% cashback and no annual fees, no international transaction fees. And, we also waive three other kind of fees on that card.
Excellent. Well, Ravi, it's been great speaking with you, and we hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Hey, Ryan, thank you. It was my pleasure.
That wraps up another episode of the Payments Journal podcast. If you're interested in being part of the podcast, please reach out to us at info@mercatoradvisorgroup.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, and we look forward to keeping you up to date with the latest payment news.